I want to thank the local church community for the opportunity to speak with you today. The method of sharing with you is something that I have been experimenting with at Port Lincoln High over the past 12 months. And it looks that in these unfolding times of uncertainty may well be a method that we use to stay connected as the pandemic unravels. In all honesty, I'm interested in what you think about the podcast model and welcome your constructive feedback. I heard a funny story from my own father some years ago that I want to share with you. It's a story about AFL and one of my personal passions when I was growing up, umpiring football. There was a goal umpire by the name of Frank who lived a God-focused life, and his time on this planet had come to an end. He found himself after death at the beautiful gates of heaven. An angel met him there to welcome him. The angel was pleased to accept him into the fold and quickly prepared him for life closer to God. Frank was, however, agitated, and the angel picked up on this and asked Frank if there was something on his mind. Frank said that he wanted a query clarified before he progressed. The response from the angel was positive. Frank then launched into his question. I was one of the presiding goal umpires at the 1966 grand final between Collingwood and St Kilda. In the third quarter, a ball was kicked towards the goal in my direction and sailed over my head above post height on the left side. It was a tough decision to judge as to whether the ball had passed on the goal side or the point side. Instinctively, I judged the kick a goal to St Kilda. St Kilda went on to win the match and also the premiership by 3 points. I just want to confirm with you today in actual fact that it was a goal and not a point. I've been concerned all of these years that I could have wrongly changed the course of history by granting St Kilda their first flag. The angel responded resoundingly, Frank, I can confirm with you that your decision was correct and it was a goal and that St Kilda did win the premiership fairly. Frank was ever so relieved and satisfied that he'd done his job correctly. His response was, I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you, St Peter, for your confirmation that the result was correct. A broad smile came across the angel's face and he corrected Frank. Frank, I am not St Peter. I am, in actual fact, St Kilda. I have attended the school over the last 20 years and I am still in year 11, which is obviously says something about my love for or lack of love for learning. And as mentioned, I currently borrow the principal's chair. I am a fly-in from Adelaide, but the plane has been grounded for 2 decades now and I do plan to stay a little longer. Port Lincoln High School will be 150 years old in 2023. And Norm Pope tells me that he's been involved in the school for the majority of this time. And Norm has again asked me to talk with you today about the school's motto, and I will do as Norm wishes out of fear of retribution from Norm in the form of a few million bees being relocated into my office by tomorrow morning. Non nobis solum is our motto. Translated from Latin into English, it reads, not for ourselves alone. And I've decided to veer away from tradition and add to our motto for today's talk. Non nobis solum, sed omnibus. This translates to not for ourselves alone, but for everyone. I don't claim to be a researcher of any note, mainly because the quality of my primary sources lack integrity. At this point, I have to admit to a very disappointed senior school assistant principal, Leslie Warren, who has told me off for using Wikipedia to find the quote. It's a website that lacks moderation and can be misleading. But I continue anyway. Wikipedia tells me that in general, non nobis solum refers to people contributing to the general greater good of humanity, apart from just their own interests. Or in my simple way of thinking, leaving something in a better shape than you inherited it. I'm going to talk to you about two examples of how our school lives and breathes this extended school motto. The first one relates to a range of ex-students of the school who have decided to return to work at the site. Sure, we do pay the vast majority of them, but working in schools can be complex at times. We ask a lot from our staff, and much of their work in 2020 is done outside of traditional school time. To have ex-students return to pass on their experiences, skills, and knowledge is a credit to not only the individuals, but also the school itself. As a site, we accept anyone who wants to enrol. We offer traditional educational experiences and subjects, ATAR options for students who want to end up in higher educational facilities, vocational pathways that lead directly into trades, extensive special education opportunities, culturally appropriate equity-funded programs for the 115 Aboriginal students, and flexible education for those students who just don't fit into mainstream schooling. We run two campuses, and 43% of our students are recorded as school card due to financial stresses in their home lives, and 115 students have known learning disabilities that impact significantly on their education. Staff service not only Port Lincoln High School students, but also Streaky Bay, Cleve, Cowell, Tumby Bay, St Joseph's and Navigator students through a local delivery model that allows our staff to connect electronically through the modern wonder and also the bane of my life, the internet. The second example relates to the manner in which PLHS has started its year. Our staff and students have come together to work through four deaths of people who have been very closely connected to the school. Like we all know, death is part of life, but the manner in which these deaths have come about has been nothing short of tragic. Simple mistakes, errors in judgment, poor sense of well-being and value in this world, and suffering through illness continues to have long-lasting impact on loved ones, friends, and colleagues. During these dark times, staff have had to have crucial conversations with each other and students. There have been individuals who have needed more support than others, and collectively, I believe that as a staff, we have embodied non nobis solum sed omnibus. I had the privilege to attend all four funerals, and each one not only celebrated the life of the deceased, but was a wonderful example of how the living can think beyond themselves and add to the greater good of others. Or said in another way, non nobis solum, sed omnibus. At this point, I want to mention Kerry Gratz. Through combined funding from the federal government, all of you as a combined ministries congregation of Port Lincoln and a PLHS budget contribution, we've been able to put a package together to allow Kerry to spend a significant amount of time working with staff, students and community members at the school. I want to thank you from a professional point of view and also personally for your financial contribution, and I can assure you we get every last pound of flesh out of Kerry and sometimes more. Kerry runs our community mentoring program, is a key stakeholder in our wellbeing team, has revitalised the breakfast club, makes herself available for school camps and excursions, appears from nowhere with gifts and notes of appreciation, and generally gets her hands dirty. I've also seen her with very clean hands when she is washing the dishes in the staff room kitchen when it is left in a filthy state after lunch break. As I draw a close, the Ministers Association asked me a couple of weeks ago what congregations could do to help. I've had some thinking time around this question and I've come up with three suggestions. One, please continue to support Kerry in her position. She's making a positive impact on the school. Kerry only asks if there is a real need, and when she has asked members of congregations, her calls have been answered. Two, please consider to put up your hand to be a community mentor. We have 735 current students, and in 2022, the student population is expected to swell to 950, with Year 7 becoming part of high school. It would be great to have more positive community role models involved in young people's lives. It takes only 1 hour of your week. Kerry will have you organised in a matter of days, and then we can match you to a like-minded young person. 3. Finally, and most importantly, please pray for Kerry and her 103 colleagues in their day-to-day interactions with Port Lincoln youth. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today, and I leave you with the variation of the school's motto: Non nobis solum, sed omnibus. Not for ourselves alone, but for everyone. Have a lovely week, everybody. Thank you.